Fourth and 10. Brissett throws back on the end zone. What a catch! David Njoku in the back of the end zone.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. We'll get to the Week 13 card and our bets for tonight coming up later this hour. But let's dive back into season-long stat leaders after Sunday and as we come down the stretch of the season. There's still some value in some of these that are out there. And then week to week, some of these are changing. I think we have to start with Josh Jacobs and the rushing leader. I mean, that game was ridiculous, Aaron, that he had on Sunday. And he took over the rushing lead, and I believe the yards from scrimmage lead as well. Yet he is hurt now. He's dealing with a calf injury. He's not going to practice this week. They're hoping he's going to play on Sunday. What do we do with Josh Jacobs here? Because I mean, this guy's had an amazing season, Aaron. What he did on Sunday, I mean, he had 200-something yards, including the 86-yard touchdown to win the game.
I don't know, because do we all have futures on him?
I don't. Or no? I wish I did.
I don't. I don't.
Then why do I? I thought it was a show bet.
Oh, what do you have?
Hold on.
This is great.
Hold on. Stand by.
I was waiting. I was wondering what do we all, like, I was like, wait a second. What is
Aaron? I don't remember
here?
This. Listen,
you know me. I place bets and forget about it all the time because I'm crazy. This is great radio while I look for
you. You have a rushing or a yards from scrimmage leader? What do you have?
Give me a minute. I thought I saw it. Maybe it's the ghost that got to me.
Oh, no. I don't remember us ever talking about Josh Jacobs if it was a show thing.
Okay. Or let me look.
Or anything, but maybe I'm wrong.
So right now, just to update it, he's 2-1 to lead the NFL in rushing yards this season. He has a lead right now of about 100 yards, 111 mm-hmm. yards actually on Derrick Henry. Jacobs at 1,159, Henry at 1,048, Chubb at 1,039. Those are the only three guys over 1,000 yards rushing right now. So he has, I would say it's a pretty healthy lead. It's not overwhelming, Joe, with 6 weeks to go, but he's over 100 yards clear of anybody.
No, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, if Jacobs is hobbled now, if this is something he's going to be dealing with, we're not quite sure if he's going to be on the field. Let's see what the injury reports start to say coming out later today. But if there's an opening there, is Henry going to make the entire season? What about Nick Chubb? How much, with Watson coming in, are they going to change their approach on offense? Are they still going to be as run-heavy as they were with Brissett under center? I am curious how Cleveland handles that. So are there any openings? Sanders, as far as the yards per rush, he's up there. I mean, he's one of the highest of all the players that are in the mix. Now, is he too far back, about 250 back? Maybe. And, you can tell us, do you think he gets enough volume? Because he clearly is not, you know, he's with Dalvin Cook. They're at 177, 178 rushes. Then you look at the guys on top, like Henry, 247 already. Jacobs is above 200 as well.
I think there's some – you have it, Aaron? You got your bet?
No, it's my okay, I'm looking for it. But I did go – it's another market that I want to run by you guys while I look for the job.
Right.
Maybe I don't have it and I'm just tripping. But I wanted to bring this up. Do we think anyone can challenge Travis Kelce for receiving touchdowns? Because I was looking at the stat leader. So we've got Amari Cooper with 7, Devontae Adams with 10, Stephon Diggs with 9. And I was looking at all like the Chiefs, Browns, Raiders, Bills upcoming schedules and the defensive DVOA, like rank, you know, the teams. And I was adding it up. So if you just look at it, does look like Travis Kelce is, you know, the defenses he faces, Bengals, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Broncos, Raiders. You add that up, that's 94 in terms of defensive DVOA. Then the Browns, that added up to 83. The Raiders, 88. So far, it does look like he has one of the easiest pass, but maybe Stephon Diggs. But I think there could be some value in this market. It's a little open. But is this Travis Kelce's to lose, or do you think one of these other guys?
I don't think anybody's catching Kelce. I don't think so. We know they're still going to throw. They're still going to put up a ton of points, and where the touchdown's going to go, most of them are going to go through Kelce. You know, I'm kind of kicking myself as he's taking the lead, and now he's got a little bit of separation of a couple touchdowns. Like, man, we probably should have seen this coming with Tyreek going to Miami. I mean, everything's going to go through Kelce. Now, they brought in other pieces that have been successful because they have probably the greatest quarterback in the world, but it's like, yeah, we should have probably known that the receiving touchdowns, that was a pretty strong look for Kelce. I think he's only going to separate even more moving forward. I mean, he doesn't even have to have one of these big volume games. Like, we see games where it's like 50 yards, three touchdowns. I'm like, it's wild.
So if there's one guy I think that could overtake him, it's Davante Adams. He's second in the odds. He's plus 250. He's two behind. Yeah. One thing I would think about, now things could change, but if you guys had to guess right now, would you say the Eagles and Chiefs have the number one seeds wrapped up before the final game of the season? I would guess yes.
No.
I would guess they both have. No? I think they will.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think they will. And knowing those two organizations, especially the Eagles, they will sit everybody. I would think the Chiefs would be pretty cautious with their veterans, right? Travis Kelce is this conversation. You could get a free game, or he loses a game, right? Davante Adams gets an extra game over him. And that game is actually against each other. It's Chiefs-Raiders in the final week of the season. If the Chiefs are sitting everyone, maybe Davante Adams scores two or three touchdowns and overtakes them. So that's – and then you're not getting crazy value. It's plus 250. But I think Adams could do it.
So I found the bet. I texted it to you guys in the group chat for proof. I do have him 20-1, most regular season rushing touchdowns. But so we must have talked about this on the show, and I guess I just placed that bet one day.
Yeah, well, you put it on October 19th. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What's he at with touchdowns?
He's four back.
And if he's hurt, it's not good.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that I actually wanted to talk about. Jamal Williams scored another rushing touchdown on Thanksgiving. And so he holds his lead, and he's in most places the co-favorite. Why is the leader Jamal Williams, and he's been the leader for like the last month? Why can you still get him as high as 3-1 to be the rushing touchdown leader?
Is it because of his lack of volume of carries compared to the other guys? Is that
he's the red zone guy? I mean, Swift, fine. You're going to get us between the 20s. They go to him every time. They have a terrible defense, so the Lions are in a position where they have to score a lot of points. I don't think it's crazy. I don't understand why it's still being viewed as Jamal Williams is not the leader, because he is, and he isn't priced like it.
Should we bet on Jamal Williams? I mean, I like your point on this. He's been the leader all year. You're getting 3-1.
Yeah.
On him.
They love him. Like, I don't like him as a back in general, but just punching it in at inside the five, they go to him every single time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What about Henry or Chubb? You don't think they can catch up to him or pass him in this market?
Oh, they can, but I'm just saying, like, he's got the lead. And let's see, he scored five touchdowns last three games. He's got 5 games with multiple touchdowns. I think they're just going to keep going to him.
What do we think about Derrick Henry right now? So I think there's two parts to this. One, he's not run the ball very well the last 3 weeks. 2.8, 3.1, 2.2. He's not dominating. But the other thing to consider is, doesn't he seem to get better as years go on? Are we about to have a big run from Derrick Henry? And if you think we are, should you bet him now before he plays the Eagles on Sunday? This is a good matchup for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Now, the Eagles opened
up
the practice window for Jordan Davis. I'm not sure he's going to play Sunday. He's a 350-pound man off of a high ankle sprain. He might need a week or two to get himself in shape. I don't know if he's going to roll out there and play Sunday. So that, you know, that might not take effect for a little while.
Yeah. So are we still at that point where we think second half of the season, Henry only gets stronger? Because it's going to stop eventually. And like I just mentioned, wow, guys, we have a third of the season to go, and he's got 250 carries. Mm-hmm. he's going to end up with? Almost 400 Sean Alexander days? Yeah.
So
that's nuts.
Now, here's the history of this. So they split it up like games one through four, games 5 through 8, games 9 through 12, right? All that for his career. Games 13 mm-hmm. and on, right? So 13, 14, 15, 16, and now we have a 17th game. He averages the most yards per carry and the most attempts per game of any quadrant of the season at the end. 5.58 and 18.7 per carries per game. So basically he's averaging 19 carries and 5.5 a carry in this part of the season we're about to go in. If you think he's going to do that again, we should go bet him now.
Yeah. Do you think that though?
I don't know. He has not run well the last 3 weeks.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. At some point it's going to fall off. I'm not going to bet that. I'm not in the business of doubting him though. I'll say that, but I don't really want to bet on that. And what we are starting to see Tannehill get that connection with Burke, so maybe they end up passing the ball a little bit more. You can't keep doing this to this guy. You can't. Like, they didn't have an option when Malik Willis was playing quarterback. He had to, like, give him the ball 30 times, because what else are you going to do? The guy can't pass the ball. If he does, it's probably going to be an interception. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to see the same volume over the last 6 games.
He does get one more game against the Texans, though. We know he goes for 300 on them, like it's nothing.
Yeah. You know, the interception leader is always fun to talk about, and a lot of the quarterbacks that are up near the top are not playing anymore. Davis Mills is tied for the most interceptions. He's not playing anymore. Now Matt Ryan is one back. He's back in the lineup. Are they going to bench him for a second time and embarrass him in that manner this season?
Probably.
Josh Allen's your co-leader with 11. So Matt Ryan's one back. Rodgers, Cousins, two back. Stafford's in the mix, but he might not play again this year. Mariota is a few back, but he might be benched pretty soon. Mahomes is up there. Burrow, Pickett also have 8. There's a lot of value here if you have a strong opinion, because the favorite is Josh Allen, and he's 4-1.
What's the Cousins number?
Cousins is 12.
I like that one. He's had picks in 3 of the last 4 games.
He's not going to get benched.
Not going to get benched. They, I guess, could sit him the last week if they're locked into the 2 or the 3 or the 1. But it could do that. So you could lose a game there, because they're going to win the division, right? The weeks, unless they're playing for the 1 seed, they probably don't have much to play for in the last game of the season. They're probably 2 or 3 seed. That's their floor. So you could lose that. But yes, I got a message from a listener of ours. I think Josh Allen was 50-1 before the season. We have a listener who sends me some screenshots of bets he makes. He's a big futures. He loves these kind of conversations we have. And I think a couple weeks ago he sent me the Allen 50-1 ticket.
No, wow. I see it. I see it. In July he was 50-1.
Yeah.
Jeez. And he bet that. I would never think that. But if you think about it, you're looking for quarterbacks that are going to play every game, and he's that. And it's a pass-heavy offense, change a coordinator. You line it up, now you look at it like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Man, bummed my Carson Wentz ticket.
What about – I'm trying to think. I think Cousins is a good look at 12. Yeah, I mean, Wentz. It's funny. You look at the bad ball rate, and all the guys at the top, they're not playing anymore. Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, Carson Wentz, Fields is injured, Cooper Rush, Mariota. All the ones at the top of bad ball rate.
I sprinkled Stafford, too, since he was the leader last year. But, I mean, he's
not,
what, 3 behind? And they're not playing for anything. I don't see him being the leader. It's interesting. Josh Allen.
You know, they shouldn't play him again. It's over.
I wonder if Matthew Stafford ever plays again.
Right.
concussions. Remember how his wife was posting about how worried she was?
Very vocal.
He's got a ton of money. Yeah. He has a Super Bowl ring. Like, I mean, maybe he plays again if he wants to, but I could see him walking away. That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, Carr honestly, McVay and him should walk away.
They're all going to leave.
Carr has seven. He's four back. He's got one of the highest bad ball rates of everyone that's still playing. Do you think he has a chance to catch?
I do. They've played better, though. They're kind of they won two in a row here. They're playing. They're turning around a little bit. They're not as bad as they looked a few weeks ago. So maybe.
I mean,
maybe
I don't even hate Allen at 4-1. I think there's still some value there.
I do too. Yeah, I think he'll keep throwing some picks. Let's dive into the Week 13 card next, right here on the BetQL Network.